We're going to talk to Tommy Stinson right here in a second. You might have heard of him. He used to be in a band called The Replacements.
Gotta hope
then
this
he
works.
Was in a band called Bash and Pop. Now he's in a band called Perfect. This better. Goes back to the old Replacements day. This is Satellite, sung by Tommy Stinson.
We got new songs here.
See if this works.
Put a more channel than you need, like a tune in three. Some rabbit ears, some foil, and a
by The Replacements. We got Tommy Stinson on the phone.
Tommy, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Cool.
Now you're in a band called Perfect.
Yeah.
And you played Club Gotham tonight. How was the show?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. We showed just how imperfect we are, in fact, and, you know, and it's a stupid name.
How'd you come up with that name?
It sort of fit our grandiose scheme of things. It was sort of like a joke and funny and festival at the same time. And we just wanted to see how many jabs we could get and, you know, and then in our tenure with it, you know.
Well, it still looks like you're still having a lot of fun. It's not getting old for you?
I'm getting old.
Well, you used to be famous for being the youngest guy in rock and roll because I think you were like 12 when The Replacements started or something.
And I'm still very young.
How old are you now?
I'm young. Very young.
You haven't hit 30 yet, have you?
No. Next year.
Wow. So tell us about the new record, When Squirrels Play Chicken.
What part do you want to know? I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Is it any good?
What?
Is it any good?
course it is. Or not.
Okay, who wrote the songs?
We did.
All of you as a band, so it's a real band project?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you resent this being Tommy Stinson's new band, Perfect, even though it's what your sticker on your record says?
Not really. I mean, it's easy. It's easy for people to deal with it in that sort of way, and what the fuck?
Being Tommy Stinson from The Replacements, it probably helps you some, but you think maybe it's like a hindrance because people think, well, hell, you know, this guy's already had his shot. We're not going to play his new one.
I guess that plus some. I mean, it's sort of like it's a double-edged sword, mainly because people just don't, you know what to expect. I was the bass player as far as they were concerned, you know, sort of the moron of the band or whatever, you know, whatever they thought. And so on the one hand, they don't really know what to expect, and on the other hand...
Are you playing bass in Perfect, or are you playing guitar?
Hey!
You got a little Heartbreak Hotel action going on down there. We're talking to Tommy Stinson on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
But it was a little loud.
Tommy's in a band called Perfect now. Now, are you the bass player of Perfect?
No.
Playing guitar now?
No, I play guitar. I play really bad guitar, loud and with every muscle of my body.
So what's the deal with playing guitar? Are you glad to be a guitar player now?
Yeah, well, there's more strings to break.
That's right. And do you guys still drink as much as you did in your heady undergraduate days as The Replacements?
Oh, hell no. Why would I bother?
I don't know. Why did you do it in the first place? Everyone says they go see The Replacements and you guys would be just drunk and you'd be like playing sloppy cover songs all night.
Yeah, well, I don't know why I did it then, but I... And I don't know why I would or wouldn't do it now either, to be honest with you, but, you know, it's a different thing.
Have you moved up to, like, more designer drugs, or you just like, drink tea and eat bananas now?
I just drink a lot of milk.
Milk's good for you. Makes a body good.
Yeah.
Now, people got to ask you this all the time, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Why did The Replacements break up?
I think we got bored with it. I mean, I definitely know that Paul and I, we got bored with it, and I think as it was coming to a close, we all very well knew that it was coming to a close, and we knew it ahead of time, and we knew, you know, what was going to happen and stuff. And
did you just think you couldn't top that? Those couple albums in there, you had Don't Tell a Soul, then before that you had Please to Meet Me. Did you think you couldn't top Please to Meet Me and all that? Because those were some pretty damn good records.
I totally agree. I think All Shook Down's like my favorite record we did, that and Kim, you know?
So are you thinking you couldn't do any better and it was just time to move on because...
I think that we'd done it long enough and we'd changed enough where it was sort of like the whole, what The Replacements was had sort of gotten sort of diluted a little bit, and I think it was time to just move on, you know?
A lot of bands do that sort of thing, though, and they start adding horns and strings, and you guys did some of that kind of stuff. Didn't you think pretty soon you'd be adding symphony orchestras and synthesizers?
No,
that's
why we broke up, because I think Paul wanted some symphony orchestras, and I don't think I could deal with that.
What do you think of Paul Westerbrook's new album?
I like some of it. Some of it I don't.
You played on some of it, didn't you?
Right. One song.
Yeah? So you guys are still pals.
Yeah.
And whatever happened to Slim?
I couldn't tell you. I do know this much about Slim right now, and that is that I think his record's finally done, and it'll probably be coming out. I think I heard it in October.
He had one record out already, didn't he?
Yeah.
The Good Old Same Old Me or something like that?
Yeah. Good old same old me.
All right, we're talking to Tommy Stinson on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Now the guitar player and singer with Perfect, and you have an EP out. When is the full length going to come out?
Sometime in the new year.
All right.
In the beginning of the new year, I would say.
Well, we talked about why The Replacements broke up, and we all blame Tom Petty for that. Now, I got to ask you this. You guys had a song, I'll Be You.
Okay.
And Paul had a line in there, Rebel Without a Clue.
And Tom lifted it.
Tom Petty's next single has that same line in it. Did you want to go beat his Florida ass?
No. No, I didn't really want to. He's a very nice guy, but I can't help but wonder how many notes the guy was taking, you know?
When you guys were touring around opening for Tom Petty, did you guys get along with him, or?
Yeah, he was a real nice guy.
Just a thief.
Huh?
Just a thief.
Yeah, well, aren't we all?
Did he ask any of you guys to replace
Roy
Orbison?
I mean, listen to Paul's new record. I mean, don't you think he's a little bit of a thief himself?
Of course he is.
Who?
Okay.
Now, listen, did Tom Petty ever approach maybe you or Paul and say, you know, since Roy Orbison isn't part of the Traveling Wilburys anymore, come on down to the session.
Well, no, you know what, though? He did ask me about Jake George Harrison's place.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, you know, I'm fucking sort of sick of that George fucker, you know. I wish you'd just... Oh, excuse me.
You're on the radio, Tommy.
I'm sorry. I thought you had the button.
No, we don't have any buttons. Okay.
It's late. I got a potty mouth.
Why did Bash and Pop break up? There was a couple
you
Bash and Pop
shirts.
We
didn't really break up. We never became. I mean, I tried for a while to make that become a band and never did. I couldn't maintain any members that could play with the crap, and it just kind of, you know, fell to the wayside. So I wrote a whole bunch of new songs with a bunch of different guys, and here I am. That's why I changed the name.
Well, where did you meet the guys that are Imperfect? You're from Minneapolis, but they're not from Minneapolis, are they?
No, I moved to LA. I've been there for 3 years now.
I always wanted to ask somebody in the Replacements this, because you guys are from Minneapolis. Do you guys know Prince?
Who?
Prince.
Nah, never heard of him. What are you talking about?
Now, we always picture, you know, like it'd be a Saturday afternoon, and Bob Mould and Grant Hart and Norton would get together with the Replacements. You'd all load up in a van. You'd go pick up Soul Asylum and the Jayhawks. And you'd go over to...
Man, you're going to make me blush.
And you'd go over to Prince's house for volleyball and a cookout.
That's gross. Well, you're high.
Does Prince ever come
see you
play?
That's the worst dream I've ever heard in my life.
What did Prince think the last time he saw you jam?
Probably, I don't know, he probably wanted to kill me.
One legendary story about the Replacements is you broke in, stole some of your master tapes, and threw them in the Mississippi River. Is that true or false?
The bummer was that we couldn't find the master tapes. All we got were outtakes. And yes, we did throw them in the Mississippi River. There's
so
somewhere,
your
somewhere down by New Orleans about now.
You're going to need those outtakes when the box set comes out.
There will be no box set.
Because you threw the outtakes in the Mississippi.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, we're a little ways away from that Sex Pistol thing, you know.
Yeah, what do you think about the Sex Pistols getting back together and touring and stuff?
I got an armpit full for you.
The Velvet Underground did that too. Those guys are like have a little more integrity, but they did it too. What do you think of them?
I think the Velvet Underground should have.
And what about Cheap Trick? They never broke up, so they don't need to even have a reunion.
Cheap Trick can rock any place they ever play, like to the ground.
Well, who are some of the other bands that are out today that you like besides Cheap Trick?
Say it again?
Who are some of the other current bands that you're into besides Cheap Trick and Perfect?
I'm not really into Cheap Trick anymore. I mean, I love them, and they're great, but, you know, they haven't made a great record in a while. I love the Mises.
Yeah, they're coming to the Club Gotham there
the
in a couple weeks.
The Mises rock the planet. They're very good. I
now,
love them.
What do you think of Club Gotham? They got, like, skulls hanging from the ceiling and bones and dead bodies
little,
and witches
the,
and stuff.
A little spooky, but it's, you know, juxtaposed with Melinda and that. It's all very good.
We're talking to Tommy Stinson on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. And Tommy had one particular girl in the front row kissing your hand and going crazy. What was that all about, and does that happen every night?
I don't know what that was about. She laughed, and I couldn't tell you. I never got a chance to ask her what that was all about. But beats the hell out of me.
Chris has a question he usually asks big rock stars. I don't know if he wants to ask it tonight or not.
What's that?
Have you ever been plaster castered?
Oh, my God. You want to know the story?
Yeah.
I got a story for you.
Cool.
A few years back, I think it was probably the second to the last time we played Chicago as the Replacements, Cindy Plastercaster came up to me and asked me if I wanted to be cast, and I said, well, no. And I heard she tried to get Paul, and Paul definitely said no. But I pointed her towards Steve Foley, who was our drummer at the time, who also played on the Bash and Pop records with me and stuff. And I'm... And then the best thing about it was, like, I was sitting there talking about it. So, like, what do you do? Like, to, you know, I asked her about the whole routine, about the whole plaster caster thing, and she's like, she went through it like she had the script down. Like, well, you know, I do this, and, like, if I can't do this, then my assistant will do this, and blah, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I sent her over to Steve, and Steve was just standing there. And me and a couple of friends were watching this from the other side of the club. She walked up to Steve, and she was talking to him. All of a sudden, Steve just started running. It was the greatest thing. It was like, she was like explaining this whole thing about having his thing casted. And then it was great. It was the most funny thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
So he never got it done?
No, he's a very Midwestern boy. The fright in his face when she approached him on such a matter was pretty funny.
So,
but yes, I have been approached, and, you know, I wouldn't do that.
Maybe someday or never.
Hell no. My meat couldn't compare to Jimi Hendrix. Come on, man.
Jimi Hendrix is the legendary. They couldn't get his out because it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it would never get any smaller, and it could never get it out.
Well, I'm not going to go anywhere with that one.
So what does the future hold for Perfect? You got a new record coming out in 97?
You know, the future holds us going to Chicago tomorrow. And we'll have a day off, and then we'll play Chicago and hang out with some friends and move on to Milwaukee.
You like that whole rock and roll lifestyle thing of traveling the country in a van and eating lots of White Castle?
I do. What else would I do?
Hang out in Minneapolis with Paul and Prince and stuff.
That's boring.
So compare Minneapolis to L.A.
Wow.
I remember reading an interview, and I don't know which one of you smart aleck said it, but somebody said, the only thing better than 3 days in L.A. is 2 days in L.A. Now everybody in the damn replacements moved to L.A.
No, just me.
Just where's Paul living now? I thought
Paul lives in Minneapolis. Chris lives in Minneapolis. Slim lives in Minneapolis.
Chris hates
Their only problem is that they haven't moved out of Minneapolis.
Does Chris hate you guys?
Probably. He's a putz.
Why is that?
He's a putz. He's just got some bad ideas about things.
He wasn't a team player there at the end, huh?
No.
But he's got some solo records out. Why haven't you gone the solo route? Paul went the solo route. Chris went the solo route. Who are you talking to?
Nothing. Okay. Nobody.
Memphis Slim Dunlap went the solo route. Why did Tommy Stinson go the band route?
I like having a band. I like having friends. I like to play with people.
Do you like being the front man, or did you like kind of... Because you seemed to have a great time when Mark, the lead guitar player, sung, and all you had to do is play rhythm, and then you ripped into a scorching lead that melted your neck.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Who's that little guy you got on the headstock of your guitar? Is that Elvis?
That's Elvis.
And your bass player has Elvis, too.
Yeah, he has it all over the place.
Are you a big fan of Elvis?
Yeah, who isn't? And who isn't shouldn't be around.
You're darn right. We should get rid of the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh, man, I'm not going to go there.
How about them Twins?
Fuck them.
We're talking to Tommy Stinson on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're going to let you go. We're going to play another tune off of Perfect when Squirrels Play Chicken. Tell me about the cover. Jack Logan drew it, huh?
Yeah, he did.
He's the pool pump mechanic?
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. He just got married on the 11th.
Whoa. We're gonna
a married man now.
Yeah, he's still an artist.
Yay.
What about you, Tommy? When you getting married?
Well, for the second time, probably pretty soon, actually.
Oh, really?
Who's the lucky bride to be?
My girlfriend, Kelly.
Kelly, and does Kelly like Perfect?
Yeah, she loves us.
Can she cook?
Are you done with me? Are you bored with me yet?
No, we're not bored. Okay, we're going to let you go, though.
I'll talk all night. I don't care.
All right, we're going to play Sometimes. Is that all right?
Cool.
Okay, is there a single off the record?
You're playing it.
Sometimes is the big hot rocking single?
Well, I think they're all singles, you know. But you know, what do I know? I wrote them.
I got one more question for you.
This is a
big Rolling Stone type question.
Are you jaded about the music business?
Oh, are you kidding? I hate the music business. If I didn't have so much fun doing what I do, I'd kill myself.
Well, how did you feel about all those grunge bands from Seattle being so replacements influenced, even dressing like you guys,
and they all
became millionaires?
I think they all fucking lied about that. I think they're all just trying to, like, cover their Aussie roots.
Well, you think they're all Australian?
No,
You think they sound like Split Ends?
No, I just think that they're all trying to, like, you know, cover up the fact that they're all like metal bands. But, you know, that was then. This is now.
This is 96, baby.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tommy Stinson, and have a good tour.
Thank you.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, that sounds like Perfect, man. That's Perfect.
They put on a great show tonight at Club Gotham.
Tommy Stinson and Perfect. You heard it here first on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, unless you went to Club Gotham tonight and then you heard it there first. And this is
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.